Hi, boys and girls. I'm Mr. Hooper, and today's show is about fall. No, not falling. Fall, like autumn. Autumn is a season. No, not like pepper, not that kind of season. One of the four seasons. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. I guess I better say autumn from now on. Anyway, here's a song about one of the things that happens in the fall. I mean autumn. This song is about the leaves falling off the trees. So you can stand up, or if you can't stand up, you can use your hand to make the leaves go round and round, or you can twirl your body round and round. Now, when the leaves fall down, do they fall like a rock real hard? Boom. No, they fall slowly and gently. So we'll go slowly in a circle and fall down. Here we go. Little leaves all around, swirl and twirl without a sound. A little leaves all around, a swirl and twirl without a sound. Little leaves falling down. Bloom. See them as they touch the ground. It's autumn. It's autumn. It's autumn. Let's try it again. Can you turn yourself the other way? Little leaves all around, swirl and twirl without a sound. A little leaves all around, swirl and twirl without a sound. A little leaves falling down. Boom. See them as they touch the ground. It's autumn. It's autumn. It's autumn. What happens to the leaves before they fall? That's right, they change colors. Do you ever wonder why? Well, the easy answer is that all leaves have this green stuff in them called chlorophyll. In fall, autumn, the days get shorter, and the trees can tell this, and they stop making chlorophyll. So the green goes away, and the yellow and the red colors that were already there can now be seen. So leaves really kind of unturn green more than they turn other colors. That is to say, the green goes away, and you can see the other colors that were already there. Now it's time for the Ask Pookie part of our show. Pookie is my family's little black poodle, and she loves to answer questions from boys and girls. Today's question is from Katie. Katie asks, the birds go away in the fall. Where do they go, and how do they get back? Good question. Pookie? That's interesting. Oh, you guys are probably wondering what Pookie said. She said birds fly south in the autumn, to find food. As for how they find their way or navigate, birds use a lot of different ways. They use the position of the sun, that's for sure. They use landmarks, things you can see from the air, like rivers and lakes. But what about if it's dark or cloudy? Then birds do something amazing. They can actually detect the magnetic field of the earth. You know what a compass is, right? No, not you, Pookie. I meant the listeners. A compass is that round thing you see with a pointer on it and letters like north. It tells you directions. Compass points north because of the earth's magnetic fields. Birds can sense that field. So birds have sort of like a compass in their heads to point them the right direction. Pretty cool, huh? Pookie says birds are smarter than he thought. Thanks, Pookie. What was that? Oh, Pookie thinks I should do a song about birds. Good idea. This is a song about bird sounds. Can you copy what the birds sing? So if it goes tweet, 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 you go tweet, tweet, tweet. Here we go. The sparrow in the tree goes tweet, tweet, tweet. tweet, tweet, tweet. The owl on the branch goes hoo, hoo. The chicken in the yard goes bawk, bawk, bawk. Bawk, bawk, bawk. The rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. Tweet, tweet, birdie speaks. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The duck on the pond goes quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. The blue jay in the bush goes screech, screech. The robin in the grass goes cheep, cheep, cheep. Cheep, cheep, cheep. The babies in the nest go peep, peep. Tweet, tweet. Birdie speaks. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The crow in the air goes caw, caw, caw. Caw, caw, caw. The dove on the wire goes coo, coo. These are all sounds that birdies make. Now you can make them too. Tweet, tweet, birdie speaks. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, birdie speaks. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Birds make our world so colorful, and they sing for us for free. Pretty good deal, I think. Hey, why not a story about birds? This one comes from one of my favorite storytellers, Aesop. He was a guy who lived a long time ago in Greece. That's in Europe. You can find it on a map. Anyway, this story is called The Crow and the Pitcher. Once upon a time, there was a drought in the land. That's when it doesn't rain and everything is so dry that a poor old crow had nothing to drink. The river was dry, everything was dry. And the crow was so thirsty. Then he came upon a pitcher, like you serve lemonade in. The crow looked in the pitcher and saw that there was a little bit of water at the bottom of the pitcher. He stuck his head in to drink. But the neck of the pitcher was very narrow, you know, very small and tight. And the pitcher was so tall that no matter how the crow tried, he could not reach the water. That crow was so sad. But then he had an idea. He picked up pebbles, little rocks, one by one, and dropped them into the pitcher. As the rocks took up more and more room in the pitcher, the water rose up. Soon the water was high enough that the crow could drink his fill. So remember, sometimes the answer to your problem is right under your nose, or in the crow's case, right under his beak. I read somewhere recently that scientists have actually seen birds doing the rock trick in the wild to get water. For real, nature is amazing. Hey, speaking of nature, remember how we were talking about fall? Autumn. If you have an interesting story or fact about fall, autumn, post it on my website, hooperkidmusic.com. You can also find information about the things we talked about today. In fact, you can post anything you want there. We'll use your stuff in our next show. One last bird thing, a really old joke. Now, what does a 300-pound parrot say?
Polly want a cracker, now.
Pretty terrible, huh? Even Pookie went under the couch on that one. So that's it for birds and autumn. Ha, I bet you thought I'd fall. Oh, for that one again. Oh, well, so I'll say to you, goodbye, children. Goodbye, children. Goodbye, children. I'll see you sometime soon. See you next time. Bye-bye.